What's the 440? What's that? I'll grab them at 2:30. Even though
know that God chose his people for time. I know that nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus died for his children. When we say thanks to God, which gift or which real gift, this is a future tense that we're talking about. Our salvation has been secured by the death of Jesus. It has been ratified upon the cross. When he said, we thank our God, which will give us. This is a looking forward. This is a declaration of our faith. Whether the victory over death and the victory over the grave is in connection with the law and in connection with sin, even though it's been paid in full, it will be fully realized by us until the resurrection morning. That's why we understand the scriptures by faith. We understand his promise. And we rejoice in hope. That's what it's all about. And the thanks that we offer, or that Paul said that we offer to God, is in response to the first 56 verses. Christ triumphed over death. He paid the penalty for our sin. He's the federal head of the body, which is with the church. And when he arose, the first fruits were assured that they would rise also in that resurrection. Now, when we realize this by faith, you see that you have judicially passed from death into life. When you can realize this by faith, you know that by the law, you're no longer dead. You are alive. Sin can no longer slay you. The law can no longer curse you. Instead, you have been justified by God in all things according to the blessings. That's why we say thanks be to God. Sin gives power and terror to death. But Christ made a full atonement for our sins. He obtained remission of our sins. And to be able to understand that, think of a wasp that had its finger removed. That wasp can still fly around you and annoy you and pester you and bother you and get you away, but no longer harm you. That's what sin is. Christ has taken the sting of death out. He has sweetened the grave for us. That's what he did. Now, Christ died for every saint. All of them that were chosen before the foundation of the earth, we as a church, every time we meet, we have a reason to say thanks be to God. That's our duty, our obligation, and our rejoicing, to be able to thank God for what he's done. But when we come today in this ceremony, or whatever you want to call it, the Lord's table, when we come to this table, it's a little bit more personal. And I'm not talking about me standing here as a pastor of the church. I'm talking about me standing here as a member of the true church, I believe. I'm standing here as a sinner before my God. And Jesus said, this bread that we're about to take of is a symbol of my body that was broken for you. And it becomes more personal. It says, do this and remember for me. When you do this, when you take this bread, remember that my body was given to you. I'm not concerned as a church member of who sits around the table. Pastor is different, but as a church member, I'm not concerned. The scriptures tell me to examine myself. Think on these things, and when you partake of this bread, remember that Jesus Christ loved me enough, loved me enough to come and die. He paid my debt. It's easy to talk in general terms. That's why it's called. It said, my body, that he, this is a body prepared by God. He left his heavenly state and came down and suffered the trials, tribulations, and everything that men can find.
But holy God, as we come into this service, we're thankful for all the blessings of this life. We thank you for all the blessings and comforts that we have. We thank you for the family we have and the good weather and the good times. Many things that make our life more comfortable. We want to look to thee for things. But on this day, at this time, when we stop to do this in remembrance of you, cause our minds, O Lord, to think of the body that was broken for me. Think of the love that was shed upon me, a poor sinner, dear God. We thank thee from our hearts. Dear God, we ask you to bless this service. Bless all those that partake of it. Bless us that we may do it to honor and praise and glory and peace, and that we may remember thy sacrifice. Likewise, he took the wine. He takes great communion, he takes Kool-Aid.
said, this wine is a symbol of the New Testament in my book. This wine, like the bread, doesn't magically transform into the body and blood of Jesus, the Son of God. He said, it is a symbol of the New Testament in my blood. He celebrated and instituted or established this supper for the New Testament saints. He said, when you do it, remember me. Remember that now this is the New Testament. Because the Old Testament had now gone out. It had now ended. And the new dispensation of the New Testament time had now started. All the things that had been shown forth were in types and shadows of the Old Testament. Just as the all the sacrifices and all the rituals and all the holy days all looked forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. And he says, now the New Testament is here. Now the new dispensation. And all those old things have passed away. And it has been revealed now with the coming of Christ that the shedding of the blood of the bulls and goats was only a type and a shadow that was pointing to Jesus Christ and the shedding of his blood. He said, whenever you partake of this wine, you do it in remembrance of me. Remember that I shed my blood. That was the only acceptable sacrifice. It was now a pure sacrifice. As Apostle Peter said, we've been redeemed with the precious blood. Here again, we have to see God's love manifest, that he would come and die and shed his blood. It was to show that he had come out of his blood. He took the wine and he asked a blessing over for his prayer. Holy God, as we think upon these things, as we ponder and try to see by our eye of faith that thou died upon the cross for me and for all those guests, we thank thee, O Lord, that the love that was manifested, the grace and the mercy that was manifested, that thou would look down upon poor sinners and pull them out of the miry clay and lift them up. Gracious God, we thank thee for this day. We thank thee for this ordinance. Cause us to think and remember upon thee. Amen. John, we read Passover being finished. It said, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things in his hand, and that he was come from God, went to God. And he rises from supper. He laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. And today, pour the water into the basin and begin to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel before which he was dirty. So we come to talk to Peter. Peter argued with him. That's my word, but he disputed with him. He didn't feel worthy that Jesus should be washing his feet. Jesus said, after he had washed their feet and had taken his garment and sat down, he said, "Know ye what I have done to ye?" He said, "You'll understand after I get through what this means." He said, it's more than just what is shown here. And many times this service has been discontinued because it doesn't look right. Or it's beneath my dignity. Or I don't feel like I should have to go down before a brother and sister speak. Jesus said it's more than that. He said, "You'll understand when I explain to you what it means." He said, "You need to understand." He said, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." An example is a standard. An example is a pattern of which you should follow. He said, "This I have done, and you should follow." And here's why. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." He said, understand, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. He said, understand. You know that a servant is not greater than his master. That's common sense. Everybody knows that. The worker is never as important as the master. He said, just as you know that, understand that the one that is sent is not as important as he is sent. Now we're taking Jesus Christ out of the Godhead as far as importance. But what he wants to see them is that he was not forced by the servant to come. He wants them to see that he came down and shed his blood. He offered his body, not by an obligation. He didn't come down here because I did some work and said you owe me. Or I have done all that you told me to do. Now you come down and save me. He said, I want you to understand that I have come because I have agreed with my Father. I come to do my Father's will. And the will of him that sent me was that I should lose them, that I should save them all. So whenever you look at the washing of the feet as Jesus left the pattern, he said, see the grace that was manifested when he shed his blood. See the love that sent Jesus Christ down here. But also, do not leave out the part where it shows Jesus' faithfulness to his Father. Do not leave out the part that shows Jesus' obligation that he made a promise to his Father and he was obedient to his Father's will. Jesus said, if you can understand this, if you can understand our service here is because of what Christ Jesus did, and it is a reflection of our obedience, because he is obedient to his Father, and he are obedient. Mm-hmm. He laid aside his garment and girded himself with a towel and began to wash the disciples' feet. This is not a test of fellowship. It is a sign of feeling God's presence. It's a sign of understanding what God left. If you desire, make ready to wash feet.
sure that after it was over, and he realized what Jesus had done, but more important, what he had done, is why he had done it. The people that leave out this portion of the ceremony is leaving out a very important call.
A lot of times through our daily activities, we look at what God has done for us, and we look around and see how He's blessed us. We pray that He'll continue to bless us. It seems like it's all the time about me, what's He done for me, and what's He going to do for me. And this is one time He says, do it in remembrance of me. Think what He went through and why. Anybody been overlooked washing the feet? Said they sang a song and went out.
128. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel. Thank you.
y'all for coming. Good stay. And God bless you so much. We'll meet again.
Back here and remove this back.